Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, debating whether he should keep the city manager today.
He kicked me out of his office after
I think he kicked me out. That's what he was doing.
But no, we were on the DDA board meeting, and so we were working on that and chatting about some development. We had had our MLK Corridor Improvement Authority meeting last night, where we talked about what we want to do to set up a Corridor Improvement Authority on the MLK from Franklin Street down to South Street and along some of the connector streets into MLK, and how we want to use that to really drive some economic development down that corridor and help keep some of the incremental property value increases right there on the south side. So I think that's going to be a big project. We had, I think, a lot of city council members pop onto the meeting last night and ask some questions, and some community members also ask some questions. And I think it's going to be a good discussion about the boundaries, a good discussion at the council meeting on Tuesday about why we're doing it, and ultimately, hopefully, if it passes, a discussion about what sorts of amenities, what sorts of utilities, and what sort of corridor we want to have there in terms of how it looks there coming into the city from the south side.
Yeah, what's your vision when it all wraps up?
Yeah, well, I think that MLK, you know, similar to some of the other corridors we have, and in the presentation last night, we kind of talked about how our vision for rebuilding the city has been from the downtown out. What you've seen kind of in the downtown loop from Louis Glick around to Washington is a lot of new development, new investment. We have a lot of mixed-use buildings going up right now, and our intent is to drive some of that progress out through the main corridors. We liken the downtown to kind of the beating heart of the city, and these major thoroughfares are kind of the arteries that go out from that heart. So you've seen us invest in a little bit in West Ave and Michigan Ave, out down Kibbe Road coming into the city, 4th Street, Horton coming into the city. We're just did Cooper Street. We're going to be doing Elm Street. East Michigan Avenue is going to be going under a study to see what that can look like, similar to West Michigan Ave. And so this, you know, MLK is really one of the next points that we want to get to. And I think that we can probably do a little road dieting and narrow the road and improve the pedestrian feel. Mm-hmm. Get some more amenities there, some more businesses to pop up, some mixed-use buildings, and you know, hopefully land some sort of a grocery store for the south side in doing this. You know, a Corridor Improvement Authority uses tax increment financing, so should this be approved, it would create a boundary in which the additional property value increases. It would freeze the property value at its current rate, and as property values increase, that incremental increase is captured by that authority and used to reinvest right there on the south side. So it's really about investing in the south side, and as property values increase, making sure that that increase in property value stays right there on the south side and is invested in those businesses.
Probably long overdue.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's been something I wanted to get done for a while. I think we have council support to get it done, and that area is a great area to set something up like this. That as we're coming down MLK right now from Wesley down to Morrell and redoing the streetscape and stuff there, what we found is that public investment attracts private investment. And we've seen that downtown. We believe that that's the case when we go out through our corridors. And we think as we continue the progress out through MLK, down through MLK, that's going to attract some private development as well. So I think it's important for us to be able to capture that and work with the people from the neighborhoods, people from the south side, to put that money to the best use and reinvesting in the community.
How about the projects downtown, Derek? I see that it looks like they're making advancements in the 200 building.
Yeah, 200, the facade's going up. Mm-hmm. I don't have a date on that, when they're going to be, cutting a ribbon on that yet. Albert Kahn Apartments, I'm looking at right now from my office downtown. They're doing some work on the roof, but they got the roof on. Most of the windows on the second and third floors, and going to be, continuing on that. That's coming along, and if you actually get down there on the street level, I mean, that's a huge project, huge building. So I think it's going to look really great, and again, that's a low to moderate income, so there's going to be people that, it's subsidized housing, but we're going to have a rich diversity of incomes living downtown. I think that makes for a healthier community.
How about the SitPat building?
Yeah, that's the con one. So that one's coming along. Francis Street Lofts are pretty much have all their facade up. I'm not sure what the inside looks like as of yet, but
they're all moving, right?
Yeah, they're all moving. Yep. It took a little while to get some of the projects back on their feet, obviously with the coronavirus and the precautions necessary there, but they're all back underway and under construction again, and we're starting to look towards, frankly, what's next. What do we want to do to, beyond just what we're looking at in MLK and the corridor there, what do we want to do in other areas of town, and how do we partner with organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, the Jackson Anchor Initiative, to really help pick that momentum back up that we had and really run with economic development and bringing new families and new businesses back into the city.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, isn't it? Budgetary-wise?
Yeah, I mean, the city, I think we're going to be able to get beyond the financial constraints and that we're facing right now with COVID. The budget still is something that we're watching closely, just because we can't necessarily forecast what's exactly going to happen over the next fiscal year. We're also to some degree at the whim of decisions by state government or the federal government as to when property taxes are collected to the level of funding that municipalities receive through revenue sharing, to CDBG dollars that we use to help bolster some of the activities that we do. So a lot of things are up in the air and dependent on factors outside of our control, but I do think that that work has to continue. We just have to be creative and find new ways of doing things. And, crises like these really force governments to think outside the box. And I think that we've been doing that for a long time now in terms of some of the work that we've done and some of the partnerships that we've built. And looking forward to continuing to do that.
You concerned COVID numbers up in the Lansing-Jackson market? I don't think the fatality numbers are up, but certainly the positive test numbers are up.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, this is something that we've all been warned about, that we have to be diligent about wearing masks and social distancing and taking the proper precautions as outlined by the CDC, state of Michigan. You know, I think people really were accountable to that for a long time. And as we started to see things level out and the number of cases kind of flatten out, and we flattened out that curve, you know, it's just, I think, natural that people start to be a little bit more lax in their wearing of the masks or social distancing. And, you know, we went through the 4th of July. I saw a lot of video and social media of people having these big parties up in Cassidy and stuff like that. I think that that's just a naturally going to cause a spike when you have you know, hundreds of people packing into a bar. You know, that's going to cause a spike. It's just setting the stage for those sorts of things to happen, and unfortunately, that's going to cause I think another second wave of us having to start to slow down the economy again. So I think if we want to have that freedom to get out and go to the restaurants, get out and enjoy our parks, and start to get back to some degree of normalcy in our life, really the simplest thing that we can do is just be cautious and continue to wear masks. Very simple.
Yeah. Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joining us this morning on 970 101.5 FM. And we'll let you get back to your DDA assignment.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.